I've just got to Birmingham. It's very strange being completely off the grid with my helmet on, listening to some tunes, definitely, occasionally podcasts. What a beautiful day. Really, really bright sunshine. Warmth. The warmth coming off the road is incredible. I felt like I was on holiday. And I've come right into the centre of Birmingham, right into Broad Street. And I'm here, parked up, nice little safe place, hidden away, at the offices of...
Aquila TV.
Aquila TV. Where does the name come from?
The guy who originally started the company wanted to be an A in the guide, okay. Bizarrely enough, and had a thing for eagles, so it's to do with eagles.
Fair enough. And your name on Twitter is Gabby's Slave.
Yeah, and Julia Higginbottom in real life.
Where did your Twitter name come from?
It's my old Hotmail address, and my daughter's Gabby, and I sort of had that.
makes a lot of sense. Yeah, now you've said that. I'm looking at a couple of Macs. I'm looking at some bigger stuff that's editing stuff we can't talk about. Editing work for TV. That's a lot of what you do right now, isn't it?
It is. Back to our old sort of business model at the moment. While still trying to do a lot of production at the same time. It's manic around here. Good, but manic.
So what kind of names can you drop from projects that you've worked on in the past for TV?
Well, we've done loads of BBC stuff, Deal and Pasco, loads of daytime stuff, bits for Channel 4, game shows, Win My Wage, all that kind of thing. The last 2 years have been mostly about production for commercials, so things for the Army, things for Galaxy Radio, all that kind of thing, vodcasts, corporate jobs, still TV a little bit, but mostly that kind of production all the way through. And then we've had Kudos arrive with their latest thing, and we're post-producing it here in Birmingham, which is really great.
Cool. And the secret stuff on the screens we can't talk about. What? I'm desperate too, but I'm sure you'll tweet it when the time comes. So what do you prefer doing, kind of entertainment TV or propaganda?
Oh, controversial, given that we've had conversations about propaganda. I like having control. It's nice being back in control. We've owned the business for the last 2 years. Before that, my husband had a business partner, and it's nice being in control of being able to say what you want to do, being your own boss, and kind of being able to put some of your social ideology into some of the things that you take on and the way you run them and the way you run your company. I'm enjoying that, I must say. I didn't think I'd enjoy going back towards the broadcast spectrum as much as we have done. It's nice being back in familiar ground with people who understand everything about it and not having to do all that education on what something means or how it works and why it costs what it costs, that kind of thing. It's nice being able to do that, and definitely on this particular project, there's a shared kind of mutual understanding of what we're trying to achieve, and it's at the highest level, and it's nice to be able to do that again.
You've got lots of flashing lights and lots of machinery, which looks way too complicated for me to even turn on. Oh, no, there's an on button there. Do you ever go right back to basics? I know you're a Mac user. Do you ever, you know, have a dabble in iMovie occasionally?
We do have clients who dabble in iMovie, strangely enough. But then when they want to broadcast something, so they're sending something to MTV, they've got a music video, something along those lines, they bring it in, and we do give them the professional edge that they... unfortunately, they can't get elsewhere. Okay. The explosion of home editing, you know, sort of pro consumer type things, has been actually really good for our business, surprisingly.
It doesn't surprise me in a way, because somebody said to me about photography. Surely everybody's got a camera now. Everybody's a photographer. Well, yeah, everybody is a photographer. Everybody can be a filmmaker. But when you saturate the market with, I don't want to say mediocre, because there's some incredible, easy, you know, quality is in the eye of the beholder and all the rest of it. But there is a big difference sometimes when you see something edited by an expert and something that's just thrown together.
I think that's true, and I think although initially we were sort of a bit concerned, because obviously all our equipment is Avids, and you know, we're talking £100,000 a suite. There is no comparison, and we have to charge accordingly. The days of charging $650 a day for a suite are gone. That was what we used to charge when we first had, you know, the suites that we had. And that is mainly due to the fact that there is so much prosumer stuff out there. But we've taken the bull by the horns, and we embrace those people, because they do need, there are times when they need to upscale or have a bit of hand-holding or a bit of confidence boosting because they need to come in and do something. And the reality is their money is as good as anybody who's doing broadcast stuff. Sometimes a bit harder work because you have to explain and they've got limited budgets, but it's still worthwhile.
What's the kind of timescale? How long does it take to record, say, for example, a 40, what's the going rate, 45-minute, hour?
This is an hour. This is the stuff that we're doing at the moment is for 6 hours of television, just on the offline, we're looking at 15 weeks of post-production.
6 hours of television, 15 weeks of post-production. That's
just offline.
That's 7 day weeks.
Say 5 day weeks. Okay. Although there is time when that's going over. And those are long days as well. Those are sort of 12, 13, 14 hour days. And basically, once the offline's done for those 6 hours, there'll still be another 5 or 6 weeks of online ADR, all that kind of thing. So actually, it's a very, you know, it's an expensive business.
Pretty intensive. What's the going rate at the moment? Is it the same across the board for a day of an editing suite of this calibre?
The kind of the deals that they're getting are obviously better than they would be, because they bulk. They are, but they are not the same as dry hire. I mean, dry hire, you can dry hire a machine with all the kit that you need for a week for about $650, but in-house, obviously, you're looking at, you know, over £1,000 a week.
And does that come with an editor?
No.
Okay, so go on.
Editors, drama editors are well paid, just like drama directors are well paid. Certainly a lot better than commercial, corporate type work. Yeah. Commercial directors are still paid very well as well. They actually paid the most, but they work for much shorter spurts. So therefore they have to be better paid. Drama directors and editors and all the staff that go with it are paid because they're doing these long stints of work. But you are looking at about 25 weeks in total for a series of six.
25 weeks.
To pre-produce, do all the kind of bits and pieces that go with it. So
you forget, don't you? You turn on the telly, you have a whinge if the programme you don't want to see is not on, or you don't realise.
And there's a lot more to the process that, you know, actually TV could do a lot to address, really. Give the audience a better understanding of exactly how this works, because I think the audience would embrace it more if they were a bit more open. But it is the one in part of the industry that's still very closed about what they do and how they do it, the magic of television and all that, you know.
And it's crazy, isn't it? We're still not getting the kind of behind the scenes stuff with box set series on DVD, are we, like we do with the film?
No,
so much could be done.
I think that's because the film thing is actually much easier to do than a television series. Television series are, by their nature, probably the hardest to do because there's so much to do with it. And the layering of staff is quite intense, and much more than on any films that we work on. You know, we work on films all the time, short films, long films, and our parts in that always seem really kind of straightforward compared to the television stuff. There is so much process to get this right on a daily level at such a high quality. And, the Brits are very good at it. So it's about making sure that all that's delivered on time, on budget. And that's with tariffs going down as well. Mm. What's being paid for drama has reduced this year.
Right.
So they're having to make the same quality on less.
There's a bit of investment, luckily, though, coming into Birmingham in particular, isn't there?
Well, into the Midlands, really. I mean, they've invested. I mean, most of it's happened around Birmingham in this particular instance. But our screen agency's been very good at getting this right, actually. Sometimes they don't get other things right, but in this particular instance, they have invested correctly, and they will make their investment back, I'm sure.
Cool. So give me a couple of URLs to plug yourself.
Okay, well, we're AquilaTV.com. Oh no, sorry, let me start that again. That was our old email address that got lost somewhere. It's aquila-tv.com.
Okay.
And yeah.
That's and your Twitter name again?
Gabby Slave.
Gabby Slave. Thank you very much. That's aquila-tv.com. Thanks. Cool. Okay, thanks very much. I'm going to finish drinking my cold drink because it's a hot day out there.